back at Minor County 4-H Achievement Days here in Howard. And now I'm talking to Hayden Kidd. She's a 15-year-old going into 10th grade this year at Howard School. And she's been in 4-H for 6 years, so has a lot of good experience. And I guess your main area of expertise are the goats. So talk to me about the goats and what you do with them.
Well, I work with my goats probably every night, mostly try to at least, when I'm not busy. And I just walk them for a few, like, for however long I feel like it until they get tired or whatever. And then I go back and put them on the stand. I wash them sometimes and blow them out. It takes about an hour each goat, or 30 minutes each goat, I guess. And yeah, and then I try bracing them and practicing for shows and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So how long have you been working with the goats, and do you name them?
I've been working with my goats since probably like about March-ish maybe. Okay. I got them in March, I guess, maybe April-ish. They didn't really have names till yesterday, but yeah, I do kind of name them. I don't generally name them until I come here, I guess. The two weathers are Flynn and Ryder, and then the doe is Rapunzel.
Oh, Flynn and Ryder. So you must have seen Tangled then.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah, my daughter loves that movie too. All right, so you work with goats a lot, but also pigs. Tell me about your experience with pigs.
My experience with pigs, I guess pigs are not really my specialty. It's more of my sister's. She was really good at that. It's what she did. And, I mean, I personally would say I like showing pigs, but sometimes it gets to be a little rough and
sure.
Some patches and kind of hard to control your animal and pigs and stuff. And, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so have you won any awards with your goats or helping with the pigs?
Today I got reserve champion with my spot that I showed today, and I got champion breeding doe with my goat today.
Nice. Okay. Now, I know you were kind of struggling with this, but, you know, tell me about your favorite memories of 4-H.
I probably have to say meet new friends and hanging out with people at the fair and stuff, and, yeah, I don't know.
So, do you think you'll be with 4-H, like, all through high school then?
I plan to, yeah. I mean, 4-H is probably one of my favorite things to do in the summer, other than my sports that I do, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us, yeah. And good luck this summer.
Thank you.